My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about if M&A is a reliable growth channel. So M&A is mergers and acquisitions, and it sounds fancy. It sounds crazy. You might be like, oh, I don't do M&A. I'm not in private equity. I'm not like, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, buy things, you know, within my company. That's what M&A is at the end of the day. You're just buying other companies and you're merging them in. So Neil, you want to start first?
The easiest way, M&A is a reliable channel as long as you're buying businesses that have been around for a very long time, ideally 10 plus years, have consistent growth, you know, good retention, good stickiness. And the big thing I like telling people when they look at M&A is acquiring the business that does the same thing as you do is not really that strategic, but acquiring a business that does something your customers want that you don't do, I consider those like bolt-ons or add-ons. It's a really easy, quick way to work because then you get this creative value, right? Instead of 1 + 1 = 2, you can end up making it where 1 + 1 = 3, in which if you're adding stuff that your customers want and their customers want, both companies do the opposite stuff or similar stuff, but not the same exact, you can in essence combine the revenues and then upsell to both parties. And you'll find that the integration isn't as much of a nightmare versus if they do the same exact business, but they're using different systems, processes, it's a headache to convert everything over in a congruent way.
Yeah. I think the key thing is the questions that you're asking. So yes, I think M&A is a reliable growth channel. You know, this year we've picked up 2 agencies. You know, to Neil's point, one of the agencies, their main service we already had, right, which was paid media, but they also had a line that we didn't really have, which is CRO.
And the other thing is they had a focus in the world of e-commerce. And so that was a scenario where it's okay, another service line. And it seems like they have a focus somewhere else that we don't have. That is a 1+1=3 scenario, right? And also, again, we might have to do a episode on the types of questions that we ask, but I'll just kind of give you a preview here. Like I will ask about the culture. I will ask if they're running on similar kind of operating systems like EOS, which is Traction. So, you know, if you run on the similar operating system, weekly cadence, you know, quarterly planning cadence, annual planning, it's a lot more seamless. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I want to know also, are there non-founder managers, are they really good or not, right? Because ultimately you don't want to buy a job at the end of the day. So you have to be really thoughtful with what you need and what are your non-negotiables. And then you can go into the call. Because if you're unclear and you start saying yes to everything, then what ends up happening is the integration becomes a nightmare, right? So thankfully for us, because we're so methodical with our questions, both integrations have gone fairly well. I would say, you know, if you are the founder of the company, you know, the more you can stay a little close to it in the very beginning, especially if it's your first acquisition, that would be great too, because ultimately you know what you want and you can drive things faster, right? So that's what I would say.
Yeah. And I would also try to do one acquisition at a time and spread them apart by at least 6 months. It takes time to get these things up and running and integrated. You got to be patient. Things go wrong, no matter how good you are at diligence or what you're expecting. And in addition to that, the longer you can get people who are in that company to stick around, especially in the management layer, the better off you are, because there's always going to be unknowns that you don't know about. Again, it's still an amazing strategy. And that's why you see all these big companies do it. You just have to be careful and you have to keep in mind that if you do 10 acquisitions, they're not all going to work out. A good chunk, you know, I've talked to quite a few people in the M&A space and they say, you know, assuming you're doing all your diligence right, you got the good playbooks, you're asking the right questions, like assume around 20%+ of them are going to fail.
Yeah. The other thing too, on the 20%+, assume also that you'll churn out 10-20% of the people on the team as well. Cause some people just aren't happy. Some people want to move on. You know, they've been kind of working really hard with the founder, and that now that the founder is out, like what's the point of them staying, right? So just keep that in mind as well and be prepared for that. And to Neil's point, you know, it's you're at the end of the day, you're working with human beings here. So it doesn't matter how good your process is, just expect there to be some level of churn. So if you'd like us to do more episodes on mergers and acquisitions, send a tweet to me or hit me up on Instagram, and then I'll let Neil know. So at Eric OSIU. And that's it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow. Check out marketingschool.io/live, LIVE, for our virtual and our live events. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.